BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes the return of Funny Business. We call up some amusingly named companies and try not to laugh. An anonymous listener wants to know if my friend Unlucky Gary works in her office. Bangers, Devon Real or No Real, and am I going to have to take Chris's phone off him during the show? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. How's it going? All right, it's Scott here. So this is exciting. When we were in Paris for the Euros last week, there was a camera following us at all times, and you can now see this on BBC iPlayer.
I know, it's so exciting, isn't it?
It's really good, you know.
And, I didn't really notice too much at the time when they were filming us. They just sort of followed us around. We actually filmed a load of stuff on our phones as well, and they've kind of put it all together.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed the alternative commentary, you can kind of see the story behind it all now.
Yeah, and what we got up to, and my kind of first experience of having that excitement of, you know, proper football is really good.
Yeah, and there's some decent people on it.
Yeah. We even got two of the most famous footballers in the UK, actually the world. Alan Shearer and Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah, you know they're not really playing anymore.
Previously footballers,
yep,
though, right?
Fine. Yep, you're
not
right.
Not just commentators.
Not just commentators, no. They do have previous football experience, Scott.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
God, so patronising sometimes.
No,
I learned a lot last week.
I don't mean to be, but I worry you forget some of the stuff that we learn.
So we asked them all the questions that really matter, like this.
Have either of you shook hands with the German manager?
Oh, right.
I wouldn't after seeing what I've seen. That much.
Right?
Everyone else has seen it as well, yeah. It's incredible.
He needs to stop that.
He's got to start just doing that, and he's got to shake hands like that.
It's only really come to light, this whole scratch and sniff thing, recently.
The beauty of social media.
The rest of the world has seen it now, haven't they?
Yep, so could have talked about football, just talked about the German manager who became one of the most talked about things of the whole Euros, because he would, well, sometimes he'd put his hand down his pants and then have a little sniff of his fingers.
Oh, I miss the German manager.
I do a bit. I hope
Euros.
He comes back.
Yeah, it was really good when he was in the tournament, because everyone was just talking about him. In fact, the whole way through this documentary, this story about us at the Euros, if you watch it, what we did the whole time, we noticed whenever there was a camera on us, we tried to do a little sniff
of the fingers.
It just became a bit of a joke for us, but in kind of homage to the German manager.
So go and have a look. It's on BBC iPlayer now, and see if you can count how many sniffs there are.
Yeah,
there's no prize for the person with the correct answer, but go and have a count of the sniffs, because we tried to do it as much as possible.
Yeah, and we can say this now, actually the people who made this weren't aware that that was the joke that we were doing.
No, but there are some sniffs in
there are a couple of sniffs that have made it in, so good stuff. Do you want to know where you can watch it, Scott?
Well, it's on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, but I'm never sure if you know exactly what you mean when you're saying that.
Why are you so patronising today?
So
go on then, go through it with me.
So BBC iPlayer.
Yes.
You get on that.
Right. And how do I do that? Go on the internet.
Type it in on Google.
Right.
Oh, this computer's so slow.
All right, you can't do it.
And then what you do is you go to the channels bit at the top.
Yeah.
Hit channel. Radio.
Okay, I'm on channels. What do I do now?
Radio 1. That's the channel that you want.
Right. Not the BBC Three one, no?
Not the BBC Three one.
Right.
Not
got
one,
that.
Two, or any of the other ones, and definitely not CBeebies.
So I choose Radio 1 in the channels.
Choose Radio 1 in the channels. Then, top left, there we are. Picture of me and you.
And what's
you
it
look
say?
Bored in the photo. It's not the greatest picture of us, actually. Euro 2016, Road to the Final with Scott and Chris.
And that's on the top left there. I can see it.
Top left, all right.
Oh, thanks so much for helping me to work that out. I wouldn't have got it otherwise.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Money, money, money. Car, car. House.
Friends. Bam, bam, bam. It's fun to do this with body parts.
Elbows.
Legs.
Nose.
Hair.
Feet.
Arm.
Oh, no, no, I...
It's really scary.
Can't do this game on radio.
Feet.
I did feet.
Oh, sorry. That's Disciples and David Guetta on BBC Radio 1 with No Worries. I'm Scott Mills. Now, also on that documentary we just talked about, David Guetta is on it. And we talked to him for absolutely ages. One of the biggest DJs in the world, and had quite a big gig later that day. He was closing the Euros with Zara Larsson, do you remember?
Yeah. But what was so cool is we were in a hotel room with him.
Yeah.
What a strange experience. Me and you, David Guetta, hotel room in Paris.
He is hilarious. Very romantic. He's really funny, though. And it was one of those where I'm like, okay, we've been talking to him for ages now. No one's telling us to wrap it up, yeah. So let's just continue. It was really good. So you can hear this tomorrow at 1:45. Some people who listen very carefully to this show may have heard me say earlier in the week that we're going to play the David Guetta interview today at 1:45. We were going to do that, but he said some things that he's never spoken about before, so we've had to have the chat signed off by several people.
Fine. So
before we can, because he said stuff that he's not said in interviews before, it was one of those where it's like, so we've had to get permission to play it.
So when's it on?
It's on tomorrow on this show at 1:40, and you can see bits of it on our iPlayer documentary as well, which Chris so handily just told us how to find.
Yes. Now, is that British time or French time?
Oh. British time.
Yeah.
1:40.
So 2:40 French time.
That's right. Why are you telling people French time?
Well, just in case Guetta wants to get involved and, right, and listen. Okay. But so 2:40 tomorrow.
No, 1:40. Right. Last week, we were in Paris. Why does just an hour time difference make your head fit so much?
I think time zones are just completely pointless.
What do you mean?
I hate them. And all the time
they're
we
kind
were
of
in
necessary.
France last week, because we had to speak to people from Radio 1 the whole time. Like, all right, Greg, what are you doing? And they arranged these phone calls by going, right, we're going to do it at 5:00 p.m. And constantly got to say, is it French time?
It was only British time. It's just an hour's difference.
And then there was so much confusion.
How would you cope if you were in America and it was like 8 hours behind?
Oh, I just don't understand why everyone doesn't just stick to the same time.
Right.
I'm not going to start that debate.
How's that going to work?
We've done that before.
But how is that going to work?
I'm just saying it would be, for some people, it will mean that it will be 3 p.m. in the afternoon and it will be dark, but deal with it.
Right. Okay. But as long as it's the right time and the right daylight here, right?
Fine.
So don't worry about any other country.
No, I'm saying it would just be different. You'll experience the time in a different way.
Right. So as long as it works for you, the rest of the world can shove it, is what you're saying.
I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily. Let's take a call. Hello.
Hello, this is Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there. I don't really want to use my real voice, so this is my Dave voice.
Oh, it's not your real voice?
Or my name, no.
Right. Okay, so you're not called Dave and this is not your voice?
No, definitely not.
Right. Will you be able to keep this up for the duration of the call, Dave, or do you want me to try and help you out with a bit of a voice changer or something?
Yes, that would be great. It's hurting my throat a little bit.
Okay. Right there, hon. Okay, speak now.
Hello.
Dave?
Are you? Ooh. So I've got a voice changer on you now, so you can speak normally.
Oh, great, okay.
Would you like to be high or low?
I'd be fine.
What?
I think you're too low at the moment.
Try now.
Hello.
Is that okay for you?
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, what's your actual name?
I'd rather still not tell you, actually.
Oh, okay. So completely anonymous. So how can I help you?
I wondered if you could clear something up for me.
Yes.
I started a new job a few days ago, and I think I might work with Unlucky Gary.
Whoa.
Oh, my friend Unlucky Gary?
Yeah.
You think is at your work?
Well, I think he might be, yeah.
Why?
Not sure. I heard this bloke at the office called Gary talking to someone about him having a breakup recently.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and Unlucky Gary recently had a breakup.
In an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet.
That's right, yeah.
Well, exactly. And I'd heard your podcast with Unlucky Gary talking about this buffet breakup. Mm. And then Office Gary, I'm sure, mentioned a buffet. Oh. So I'm wondering if it might be him. I don't really want to ask him.
That'd be quite weird. Hey, are you Unlucky Gary from the Radio 1?
Exactly.
Especially on your second day in the job.
Yeah, I mean, a few days in, but yeah, it was on my second day when I heard this. So I couldn't really concentrate. I keep thinking whether it's him.
Okay, well, we can clear this up really quickly. What does he look like?
He's a man.
He's a man.
Good.
He's got, light brown hair.
Yes.
He kind of looks like Scott a bit, actually.
Oh.
Would you say Unlucky Gary looks like you, Scott?
Not really.
No, it's, I always find that annoying when people say, you know who you look like? Oh, and yeah, it's someone really, like, disappointing. Like, I don't look like that. I'm sure I don't.
Anything else you can tell me about him to try and narrow it down?
I think he's got blue eyes. Probably 5'10" or something.
Right.
Okay. Well, the real unlucky Gary actually used to be called Gary Bint in a former life, and we had him renamed.
Mm. Right.
The listeners of this show actually renamed him.
I think I remember that, actually.
Yeah. He didn't like his name, so he changed it by deed poll to Gary McFly because he thought it was the best. Well, actually, no, our listeners thought it was the best. He had no choice.
He had no choice, really. But perhaps walk past him and just go like, Gary Bint, and see if he reacts.
Gary Bint.
But if it isn't him, then he might just think I'm being really rude.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because you're calling him a Bint.
Yeah. It's a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah, it's a problem, that, isn't it? Well, maybe just, like, do it really fast. Are you in the office today?
I am in the office today. I've come outside. I'm hiding because I don't want anyone to hear me.
So you want to be anonymous as well because you don't want people in your work to know about this?
Well, yeah, because if it isn't Unlucky Gary, if it's just normal office Gary, then it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only a little bit, though.
Conversation.
Yeah, it'd be fine, though. How many days are you into the job now?
Five?
Like, when he's in earshot, just go, Gary Bint, really fast, and then call us back tomorrow and let us know how it went.
Okay, I'll have a go.
Or are you near the office now?
I'm, like, 10 minutes away.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll call you back in a bit, and we can do it on the phone together and see what happens.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Maybe.
Go on.
Go on, then.
I'll make it really quick and easy.
Okay, cool.
It's just a simple, Gary Bint, that's it.
Great.
All right, okay, I'll call you back.
Thanks, Scott.
Right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm quite excited to chat to Dave, who isn't actually called Dave, on The Voice Changer, to see if she does work with my friend Unlucky Gary in a minute.
Yeah. Be a bit of a strange coincidence, wouldn't it?
It would. I'm kind of hoping that it is him, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, if she's walking around saying his name, Gary Bint, it's going to be well awkward.
Possibly, yes. Also, people are like, well, why don't you just call Gary? Yeah, but that's not as much fun, is it?
That's true.
It's not as awkward.
that's true.
Why would I do that? This is an easy way out. Right, we'll call that person. We called them Dave, didn't we? That's all we know.
Where are we at with this?
But yeah, not so real name.
I think we'll stick with calling her Dave.
Just call her Dave. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, great news. We've got the girl called Dave back on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Right, so you've still got the voice changer on you because I know you don't want to be identified because you've got this new job.
Thank you.
No worries. So you're in the office now, right?
I am, yep.
Now, you think you work with my friend Unlucky Gary, who sometimes appears on this show because he's unlucky.
I think I might.
Yeah. Now, Gary's old name, before he had it changed by deed poll on this show, was Gary Bint. So I came up with a frankly genius idea of maybe going up to him in the office and calling him by his old name, because he will react if it is him. So I think just to maybe go to where he is in the office and just do a Gary Bint and see what happens.
Okay.
I'm
going.
Can you see him?
Yep, I can now.
Right, he's in your eyesight, yeah?
Okay. Yep.
So as loud as you fancy it, just make him go, Gary Bint, and then see how he reacts.
See what happens.
Okay. Gary Bint. Louder?
A bit louder, maybe.
Got headphones in.
Okay, it needs to be louder then.
Gary Bint. No, nothing.
No, okay.
Might just be the headphones.
I think a bit louder if he's got headphones in.
Other people are looking.
Go on.
okay, hold on. Gary Bint.
Anything?
Nope, and there was one headphone out and still nothing.
No. I don't think it's him, do you?
I don't think it is. I'm a bit disappointed.
Let's just do one more to be safe.
Maybe as you're walking out of the room, do it louder because you can be braver then. So walk out, and as you're walking out, it goes, Gary Bint!
Okay.
But then you'll be gone from the office, so it's fine.
Oh, God. Gary Bint.
You can't quite bring yourself to shout it out. It's no. always a yeah, Gary Bin.
Okay, one more. One more. Gary Bin.
Anything?
No.
Is everyone looking at you?
Yeah, a little bit.
You thought you were working with my friend Unlucky Gary? It's clear you're not.
Definitely not him.
Do you feel better now that you know? Because it'd be annoying that, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure I do, because now Office Gary thinks I'm nuts.
Yeah, Office Gary does think you're nuts. Do you feel a bit disappointed that you don't work with my friend Unlucky Gary?
That would have been good.
I know.
A little bit disappointing because he has some funny stories on the radio, but I think generally a good move for you, because you don't want to work with someone that unlucky.
That's true. They might pass on their unluckiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to speak to you, whoever you are.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Chris. The Scott Mills Daily.
Calvin Harris, how deep is your love on BBC Radio 1? So enjoying his Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Do you like how I alerted you to it immediately as soon as it started going off? I was like, Calvin Harris Twitter now!
It was really good, actually, because you sent the text through, and then, because I was on Greg's show.
Yes.
Doing Rage. And so I immediately relayed the information. So it's quite it's quite a nice way of of making it all work. Yeah, do you feel powerful?
I feel really powerful.
Yeah, went straight from you to the nation.
From the horse's mouth, if you will.
Your text was amazing. It was Calvin Harris's Twitter now.
So some reaction to the Gary Bint game.
Yes.
Which I think is a one-off, let's be honest. Someone's saying, keep the Gary Bint game, it's the new tennis.
That's not a thing.
I like what you've done there as an idea, but what are the chances that whoever comes on the phone will be working with my friend Gary? It's limited, quite niche.
So what is the game from this point forward? Just going up the
Gary Bint,
saying Gary Bint.
And then Ed in Southend says, what if Gary was listening to Radio 1 on his headphones and that's why he didn't react? But if he was listening to Radio 1 on his headphones, then he would have realised what was going on. Let's just leave it there, I think. The Scott Mills
Daily. Oh, hang on a minute, Scott. Don't move. I don't want to alarm you. You've got a small Pidgey in front of you. Let me just get the
Pokeballs. You on the game, yeah. Can you not, please, while in the office?
I've got that. Are you going to ban it?
Well, I was going to say, there was a presenter. I knew you were doing that just from looking at you. And there was a presenter
once. Well, you knew what?
That I was you were on it.
Catching Pokemon.
Yeah. There was a presenter here once that used to get so distracted that they used to take his phone off him 5 minutes before the show. No. And the producer would only return it to him once the show had finished. Now, we don't want to get to that, do we?
No, you've never confiscated anything off me.
I might start doing that. Give me a phone. It's nearly 1 o'clock. Give me a phone. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so I have told you many times that I'm not a massive fan of that track, right?
Yeah, whereas I really like it.
Yeah, but it will not go down as a classic. Like, if one of us chose that on Bangers in like a year, we'd be like, ha ha ha. But it's of its time, and I'll admit something to you.
Go on.
It's in my head the whole time.
Ah, but do you like it?
I don't know.
I really like it. I reckon with Jonas Blue, we all expected, because this is the second one, isn't it? The first one was huge.
Yeah.
And we maybe weren't sure how the second one would go, because it wasn't just going to be a cover of Fast Car.
When I first heard that, I was like, this is rubbish.
Whereas I love it. I really like this song.
Do you know, I reckon it might even replace Drake at number one.
Really?
I think maybe, yeah. I mean, we'll have to listen to the official chart.
I mean, I think it's really good.
4 o'clock on Friday.
It's really good, but is it that good?
Yeah, but Drake's been on for like 8 years now. So it doesn't have to be amazing. I'm just saying it's in my head a lot.
Fine.
How are you finding the idea that I might take your phone off for you for playing Pokemon? How are you finding that?
I think the idea of confiscating something's a bit, I don't know, it's like being back at school.
Tom off of Birmingham says, my bus driver this morning got to the depot, got off the bus and then ran up the road to catch Pokemon.
Yeah,
seriously?
It's all gone a bit strange. The
Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Hi, Natalie. You're on Bangers. Welcome.
Yes. Got on it.
Where do you live, please? Where are you now?
Hi, Wickham.
Hi, Wickham. What are you doing?
Sunbathing in between the clouds at the moment.
Okay. Now, you are wearing sun protection there, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously all the oils.
Yes.
Yeah,
I prefer the oil.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, that sounds just like very easygoing. So you got time off to sunbathe? Are you on holiday at the moment? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't work Thursday afternoon, so I get a... If the sun's out, then I pretty much go in the garden.
Is that annoying, though, because, like, nobody else is off on a Thursday afternoon?
Kind of. But if it's sunny, it's okay. If not, it's shopping. So it's shopping in the winter, sunbathing in the summer.
Yeah, sister,
so
I hear you.
It's kind of quite a good life.
I'm a bit
so
funny about...
ready for the old holiday.
Oh, right, okay. I'm a bit funny about the sun protection thing, as Chris will tell you from last week in Paris.
What happened there?
Well, what it is I'm not the best with it. I could be better. And especially as I've got really pale skin as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but Scott always feels the need to keep checking that I've got this stuff on. And what he bought last week was this spray. So without any kind of permission granted, what he would do is sort of liberally just spray me in the face. Like completely unannounced. I'll be there sort of filming something or having a bit of lunch, and out of nowhere he appears with this spray straight in the face.
Yeah, but it's good.
Did it stop the burning?
Yes.
Did it stop the burn?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it did, but you shouldn't be doing that to randoms.
Also quite refreshing. I think you'll find I did it for the whole team. I do like to take the protection with me.
It's a bit weird. But,
Okay,
you must get the T-shirt lines. I bet Chris gets T-shirt lines.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, don't worry.
Oh,
okay, so who do you normally go for on bangers?
Kind of mixed, really.
Be honest.
Feeling. So
okay.
Today I need motivation. So I'm literally, as I said, laying in the sun, but I've got two classes to do later.
Okay, cool. Well,
I need motivation for that.
What are your classes?
I've got a body conditioning class and a Zumba class.
Awesome. I did LGBT. Yeah. No, not that. LBT the other
what?
Day.
No, it's LGBT,
that's
LBT.
That's not the right thing. Right, so this is what Chris has got for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's good sunbathing music, this. Disclosure.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yep, Sam Smith, Latch, Tune.
Yeah, I do like a bit of Sam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slow Zumba to that.
Or...
be the warm-up
again. Yes. Katy Perry. E.T. with Kanye West.
Bit of Kanye. I do like a bit of Kanye. Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do if I was you.
Wow. What do you do? So different. So different. Wow. See, Chris is pulling it out there with a bit of Sam Smith for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Disclosure.
Yeah, and a bit of Disclosure. Yeah, it's a tune. And then Scott's a bit more kind of get up and go, isn't it, today?
Yeah, but it needs
gonna
to be...
It's going to get me up and dancing, isn't it?
But it needs to be the soundtrack to what you're doing right now. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, right.
But don't let him talk you into anything, because
no, I know you
like
wouldn't.
That.
You don't persuade at all online, do you? No.
Come on,
this
then.
This is a really, really tough one today.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, really tough. But I think, you know what? I think I'm really sorry, Scott.
Yes.
Chris, you've got it.
Do it to me.
What a week I'm having.
Chris. My heart out when the rest of me is down.
This is Radio 1. Yeah. Okay, then. Absolutely fine.
3-1. 3-1.
What do I have to do here?
3-1. I think you were lucky yesterday, to be honest, but 3-1.
As if. So, Bangers is back tomorrow. Should we just not do it tomorrow?
Well, you've lost the week now.
Yeah, I know.
No, we do it tomorrow. Because
well,
I get to...
Should we just rest it?
No, I get to revel in the glory. You can't just cancel the fifth Bangers.
I'm not playing anymore.
And try and null the week.
Also, what I'm particularly enjoying is how long the callers take to get to their decision these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sometimes longer than the whole show.
It's their Dermot O'Leary moment.
It really is. They really milk it. I'm enjoying it. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, it's 3:15. So let's do Funny Business. It's a great name because it says exactly what it is. So it's stupid. It's simple. Chris has a list of businesses in front of him. I also have a list of companies, and I'm going to connect Chris to one of these companies on my list. He doesn't know what the name is, and then Chris will do the same. He connects me to one on his list. I don't know the name of it either. The idea is that we don't laugh.
Yeah. Okay? I do love this game, and I like how people send in suggestions when they see these kind of companies.
Yeah, we get loads.
But also, my favourite thing is actually finding them out myself, because what I do is I just type in all sorts of words.
Yeah.
At work. Yeah. I spend a good hour just typing in words into a search engine that helps you get to businesses in the hope that
there'll be a business called that.
It's just so much fun.
Okay, good. So
I think you should go first.
Want me to go first?
I've got some good ones. This is
okay.
Yeah.
Can you ring in this for me now? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Here we go.
I want to laugh already.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, Vinny Fertile.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, what company is this?
It's Fit and Fertile.
Fit and Fertile?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. And what does your company do?
It's canine reproduction.
Oh, for dogs?
Yes.
Okay, right, I get you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Didn't know what to say.
So good. Oh. Fit and Fertile there to kick things off.
Off of dogs there.
It's more like a dating bio, isn't it?
Fit and Fertile.
Dating app bio there.
I was not expecting that. Okay, I've got one for you. Ready?
Hang on. Let me get the right headspace.
I almost lost it there, but I managed to hold it
no,
together.
No, you did.
Yes, I
you're
think
fine.
You're fine. I did.
You're fine. Right, let's go.
Okay,
yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just calling one of the businesses on my list now. Here we go. Good luck.
Oh, sorry, I'm not sure I got the right number. Who am I speaking to?
Who are you looking for?
Sorry, who are you? Sorry, what's your business called?
You've called up a restaurant called Funny Big Ass Light in Kilmarnock.
Funny what, sorry, in Kilmarnock?
No, who are you? Who are you calling from?
My name's Chris. I'm just wondering what your business name's called.
Okay, so you're calling me asking me what my business name's called?
I know that sounds weird.
Why are you
asking
if you don't pay me?
Because I've got a feeling your business has got a very quirky name and I'm just intrigued to know what it is.
It does, it's called Fanny by Gaslight.
Fanny by Gaslight?
Yes.
Amazing. Best name ever.
It's not as funny as it sounds, it's actually named after a book.
Oh, sorry.
It's a Victorian pub, it's built in 1846 and there's a... Fanny by Gaslight was a novel about a woman called Fanny.
Fanny by Gaslight.
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, incredible. All right, bye then.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she was nice.
Oh, what a name.
Yeah.
Fanny by Gaslight. Also,
I thought you were going to have a real beef there, but actually, you were going, who are you? It's fair enough.
It all got a bit confusing at one point. Did you notice as well, right at the start of it, how quickly she said Fanny by Gaslight?
Yeah.
Every call she takes, she just blurts it out as quickly as she can.
Yeah, well, you would, wouldn't you? Okay, so you got one for me now.
I'm going to connect you through to someone.
Mm-hmm.
This one's probably the best.
Okay.
Okay.
Whew. Okay, ready? Go.
Here we go. Okay, you've got to try not to laugh at this one.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Gaze Creamery.
What was that, sorry?
I said good afternoon, Gaze Creamery. Who are you trying to reach?
What does this company do?
We're a bakery and gift shop.
Right, and it's called?
Gaze Creamery.
Gaze Creamery.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Really? Okay.
Okay, bye. Really? Oh, she's not happy. Really? I mean, they must get it a lot.
Oh, I wish we could do action replays.
Okay, I laugh. Do you want to do one more anyway?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah, have you got a good one for me?
Yes, I do.
This is such a fun game.
Stupid. Okay, hon, you ready?
I'm ready.
Don't laugh now.
My name is Pussy Galore.
I'm sorry.
I must be dreaming.
No, you're not dreaming. You really have reached Pussy Galore Catchery. I'm sorry we can't take your call
this
at
is
the
best
moment.
No.
If you'd like to see your name, contact number and a short message, we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Can we do a pull-up on that voicemail, Scott? That was one of the strangest starts to anything.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I feel like I'm dreaming. What?
Maybe we should try and call again.
I heard Pussy Galore. What was with the start of the... What was with the start of the voicemail?
Quite creepy, that.
Can we call again?
Okay.
My name is Pussy Galore.
What is that?
I must be dreaming.
No, you're not dreaming. You really have reached Pussy Galore Catchery.
What's literally going my favourite voicemail ever.
That's the best. They do like a role play. What's the business? What is the business?
It's a cattery.
What's a cattery?
Oh, come on.
What is it?
What's a cattery?
Well, it's just a home for cats.
Yeah, they
it?
Look after cats.
All right. Like a kennel, but for cats.
Yes. Yeah. That. Yeah, that. Just that. That's all it is. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, Dev.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Hey, did you see the new Summer Mix adverts that are going to go out on telly soon? Have you seen them?
Well, no, we haven't seen them yet.
We haven't seen them, no.
Oh, I have.
Good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're really good.
You've seen our one?
Nick Grimshaw and Clara did one. Me and Alice did one. Greg and Matt did one. And then I've seen yours two's the funniest one.
Why is it, though?
You just get the funniest one.
Okay. You'll see me and Chris are on one.
They'll be rolling them out on telly, I think, next week.
And you've seen our one?
Yeah, yeah. You got the funniest one.
It was the awkwardest thing to do ever, wasn't it? Yeah. It'll all become clear next week when you see it on telly. Dev's in for Greg today. Before that, let's have a little round of real or no real. Yeah.
All of James Bay's entourage are officially contracted to wear hats.
I can believe this.
Yeah, I can believe this because if you think about it, he's very famous for wearing his hat. Yeah. Now he himself is very, very famous.
Yeah.
So all the hat companies will be on.
I bet he doesn't pay for any hats.
No. He won't ever for the rest of his life. Also, can you imagine, picture in your mind right now, James Bay without a hat on? It's just a normal bloke.
Apparently it looks like
just
me.
Just like him,
just a normal bloke.
It's you if you had long hair.
If I had long hair and a hat on, I would look exactly the same as James Bay.
Yeah.
Do you know why I think this is true? Because I have a friend who's a singer-songwriter, and his management...
Oh, Clang.
His management...
Get you with your talented friends.
His management said to him...
Oh, talented friends.
We met at uni.
Got a friend that's a singer-songwriter.
Singer friends.
We met at music uni. His management
music
told
friends.
Him... He's such a wind-up. His management told him, you're not allowed to wear a hat. He's like, why? He's like, yeah, because James Bay.
No way.
James Bay sort of got the monopoly. For now, if you're a male singer-songwriter now, James Bay's totally got the monopoly on big floppy hats. Can't wear them.
Do you remember when Ollie Wurz used to wear hats a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The old Trilby there. That kind of
Fedora,
came and went.
Fedoras and Trilbies.
Yeah.
I think because of the whole, maybe the neckbeard association, he had to drop them.
Yeah, his hat game was big, though, back in the day.
Yeah.
Maybe James Bay needs to up his game, though. So if he is going to be the only one wearing hats, maybe he should go top hat. That would look wicked.
Someone just Googled Ollie Wurz. Almost every single image is of him in a hat. When did he decide to...
He just doesn't seem to wear them anymore.
He did Google Ollie Murr's hat, to be fair.
Right, so that'd be why.
Makes way more sense.
So really, if you're James Bay, you can't be such a diva as to go, right, you, sign this or you're not working for me.
Oh, yes, that's the weird bit, isn't it? Contractually obliged to wear a hat is strange.
Real or no real?
Sounds weird. Sounds like a record company thing. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Not true.
Disappointing.
He does love a hat and was obviously wearing it in the live lounge today. He doesn't demand that all of his entourage wear them, but when he was in earlier, coincidentally, all of the entourage were wearing hats. But he doesn't make them sign anything, so it's not real.
No.
And next.
Last night, pop star Dua Lipa was invaded on stage by a Pokemon.
Oh, here we go. Pokemon chat.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting a bit out of hand, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board the hype train, though. Whoop, whoop!
Here's the thing, Dev. I'm going to start confiscating Chris's phone. at the beginning of the show. Give it to me. Give it to me. And he'll get it back after, well, 5 minutes before the show, and then he'll get it back at the end at four.
You're not even entertaining it, are you? I think it would be well funny if you did Pokemon. Don't know why.
I just like to concentrate on the actual show.
Yeah, I get you.
Mean. But what if there's really rare Pokemon in the room whilst you're trying to concentrate on the show?
He won't know as of tomorrow because it'll be in a plastic bag.
There was a Pidgey right
in
front
of
me.
Give it to me. I'm putting it in the drawer. You'll get it back at the end.
Yeah.
I managed to get...
Teacher style.
How does it work? I'm still getting to grips with it, but am I right in thinking that you can sort of leave some bait for Pokemon?
You have to burn incense.
All right. So what I'm going to do, Scott, I'm going to go outside your house and I'm going to leave the bait there. Yeah, but, and then hundreds of people are going to turn up searching for Pokemon around
you're not,
your,
though.
Is that,
around your house. Can that work?
I don't know if it does. I think the incense, you get an item that's incense. Sorry, I played this for 4 hours yesterday, by the way. I just drove around my neighbourhood on my bike. lots to do. stupid. But it's so addictive. Yes, I was on my bike. I didn't even realise. Yeah. And you do this thing where, because you have points of interest, I pulled up to a point of interest. There was two blokes, hoods up, right, stood next to this thing. And I was like, I need to get there. I need to get my items. So I drove up next to them. One of them looked at me, and we had this weird standoff for a few seconds. And one of them just said, Pokemon Go? I was like, yeah. Go catch them all, mate. Go get them.
I reckon what we should do then is try and find out who the mateys are who've created Pokemon and turn your house into a point of interest on the game.
You can turn it into a Pokemon battle gym. That's what you could do, and then a lot of people would want to come and hang outside.
There's thousands of people there outside your place, Scott.
No.
Sniffing around for Pokemon.
Was Dua Lipa invaded on stage by Pokemon last night?
Do we mean like someone dressed as a Pokemon or people playing Pokemon Go at her gig, so therefore...
I reckon the Pokemon just popped up and everyone was like, what? I didn't see it, so it was on stage. That's quite cool. I'm going to go real.
Dua Lipa seems like she's into Pokemon. But just for the sake of a slightly more compelling game, I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes. Getting a little bit out of hand. This morning, Dua Lipa tweeted, apparently there was a Pokemon on stage with me last night. I'm glad I didn't get a barricade of people trying to catch it mid-performance. And here's your final fact on today's real or no real.
The world will end on the 29th of July.
Oh.
Oh,
lush.
All right, we've got 2 weeks left then, lads.
No, that's not enough time. I've got stuff to do. I've got like...
You haven't, though. You've been playing Pokemon for 4 hours.
Busy, busy day.
I know some days can be busier than others, Dev. I get it.
You need a bit of downtime.
I know. Okay, so 29th of July. What shall we do?
Why have they... Who's done this now? Because a few years ago, it was the Mayans, right? Decided we were going to die in 2012. It's like there's a cycle. Every 18 months, there'll be a new doomsday. I just want it... If it's going to happen, can it just happen? Like, if we're going to get hit by a meteorite, can the scientists not tell us until it's, like, I don't know, 20 minutes away or something?
What, so you'd rather not know?
Yeah. I don't want to count down to the end of the world. It's horrible.
I think I would say there's quite a lot of stuff I need to do, but I think after the Euros thing, I've peaked anyway. So I'm...
Right, so you're done, are you? You checking out?
Nothing else you want to achieve.
Checking out.
I'm just saying, like...
So you've met Alan Shearer, that's it. Okay, bye. You'd be happy to be God in 2 weeks.
It wouldn't
bother you.
No, I'm sorry. Well, if you haven't got a choice about the situation,
we're all going to be with you.
I'm all, yeah, exactly. Well, there we go.
But what if there's just nothing?
Oh, right. This is getting deep. I think this is
darkness.
So it's going to end on the 29th of July.
There's more of an explanation. How's it going to end?
Well, I don't know.
But what I'm finding a bit odd about this is it's very disappointing for anyone finding this out on real or no real.
It's not the way to do it.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not the way to break the news.
I don't feel this news has been broken properly. No.
Yeah, because I've not heard it before. And to have it broken to you on a stupid game like this is...
Yeah, well, this is clearly nonsense.
It's sensitive.
Like, I love you guys a lot, but I don't want any kind of serious news affairs or anything like
or
that being...
Come to the right place.
No, don't want to be explained by you guys.
Okay. I think this is no real.
I hope this is no real. I hope it's no real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is.
We're not going to know.
So, see you later.
What? It's not real.
Okay, so here's the thing. End time prophecies have predicted that there will be a polar reversal on the 29th of July, that's right, 2 weeks away, which will in turn cause a polar flip, which will cause the world to end. So everyone run for cover.
You just gave some information, then skipped.
They might not be correct.
No. I think he's about to explain this in further depth, Chris. Now, continue, Scott. What exactly did you mean by a polar flip?
That's all I have.
Oh, good.
It's just going to be a polar flip. Don't worry about it. It's 2 weeks anyway. Ages. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 10 points. Dev, yes. I think, got nothing. But yeah. I wasn't sure what you said at the end. Oh, we'll go with nothing.
He said a polar flip. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Thursday's best bits. We're back for the last one of the week, tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.